This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today's episode is all about the women of Latin music. In recent years, women have stepped to the very forefront of music throughout Latin America with an invigorating wave of artists and disparate voices. Today, we're going to explore the contribution of Las Mujeres to the soundscapes we love so much, from Puerto Rican salsa to Argentine rock and, of course, as could be expected, Brazilian music. You know, hermano Josh, that I have a weakness for songs that are performed by women. After all, Joni Mitchell and Kate Bush are two of my all-time favorite musicians.
And Ernesto, I'm delighted to start the show with one of my favorite female Latin pop rock artists, Natalia Lafourcade from Mexico, who's, you know, gotten a slew of Grammy and Latin Grammy awards over the years. And, you know, when she started out, she was really, it wasn't clear that she would have this long career. I remember when her first album came out in 2002. I mean, I really liked it. It was very catchy Latin pop rock, but she's really developed into this sophisticated songwriter. And I love this song, Mi Lugar Favorito, or My Favorite Place. This is on her album Hasta la Raíz, which came out about 2 or 3 years ago. Let's take a listen.
Hoy dejo entrar eso por la ventana y me pierdo en tu mirada de amanecer. Hoy dejo que mi cuerpo se despierte. Llevo, lo traigo, lo muevo y lo dejo ser. Hoy dejo que mis manos te conozcan, que mi alma se escape de noche para ir por ti. Hoy dejo que mi mente se detenga y reaccione mi corazón para correr a ti. De fácil vive y solo es que no requiere de esfuerzos para endulzar los momentos. Es increíble que si no es te pone triste, pero no lo es. Solo consume tu tiempo, te va pagando por dentro. Y me hace sentir bien en un mar tan misterioso.
This is Natalia Lafourcade, and you are listening to the Latin Alternative. Don't change it.
This is a Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted solely to female artists with some just truly gorgeous tracks today, including this one that we just heard. This was Caipirinha, of course Brazilian flavored, by Swing Out Sister. And I have to tell you, Josh, a personal dream of mine was to eventually find a way to play some Swing Out Sister at the Latin Alternative, because it is one of my favorite bands. They actually emerged around 1987 with this one. Many people think of them as a one-hit wonder because of Breakout, that song that made it very big with a very colorful music video at the time. But in reality, Swing Out Sister, this is a duo from England. They've continued creating just gorgeous records throughout the decades. Caipirinha is actually from 2004. And always, I would say, the influence of Burt Bacharach, John Barry, and Brazilian music in what they do.
Ernesto, I have to say, you surprised me with that track. When, again, in my youth, Swing Out Sister, I thought of them as a one-hit wonder. I remember being like 12 or 13 and seeing that song Breakout on MTV. No, I should say on VH1, which had just launched that year, you know, the adult pop channel. And yeah, I kind of liked that song and then I forgot about them. So kudos to you for pointing out that they actually did some Brazilian inspired work. And now we're going to go next door. Well, their Swing Out Sister is not from Brazil, but their inspiration apparently being Brazil. We're going to go next door to Argentina and check out No Lo Soporto. This is one of my favorite female rock bands from Buenos Aires. Very cool pop alternative indie rock. And this song, Soy Nada, I don't know, it just takes me to a special place in my indie rock heart. And if you get a chance, you should definitely Google, check out their YouTube videos. They've made some very interesting clips over the years. This is from their 2009 album, Avión, the song Soy Nada.
This is the Latin Alternative. It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Estrella de mi alma ven. Quiero saber. La luna se ha ido y te veo bien. Nada, tan solo la tempestad que abrió mi ventana.
This is the Latin Alternative. We're showcasing some music from Argentina, performed and composed by women, including one of my favorite Argentinian bands of all time, I should say, Amor Elefante. Absolutely in love with their latest album, Moriente, which came out last year, which is sort of Estrella de Mi, one of the key album tracks from this very short and very elegant LP. And it included Candelaria Samar on guest vocals.
And now we're going to listen to another homegrown artist. This is a group from Oakland, California, called La Misa Negra, or the Black Mass. And they're led by a very charismatic vocalist, Diana Trujillo. And I love this song, Acosadora. I dare you not to dance all around your room to this song. This is off their self-titled debut album, La Misa Negra. Came out this past year. Give it a listen, Acosadora.
Con el manojo lleno y las venas abiertas, vengo como un libro abierto, ansiosa de aprender la historia no contada de nuestros ancestros, con el viento que dejaron los abuelos y que vive en cada pensamiento de esta amada tierra, tierra. Quien sabe cuidarlo es quien de verdad la quiera. Vengo para mirar de nuevo, para verlo cierto y despertar el ojo ciego, sin miedo, tú y yo. Descolonicemos lo que nos enseñaron con nuestro pelo negro, con pómulos marcados, con el orgullo indio en el alma tatuado. Vengo con la mirada, vengo con la palabra, esa palabra hablada, vengo sin temor a no perder nada, vengo como el niño que busca de su morada, la entrada al origen, la vuelta de su cruzada, vengo a buscar la historia silenciada, la historia de una tierra saqueada. Vengo con el mundo y vengo con los pájaros, vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos, vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones, vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones, vengo agradecida al punto de partida, vengo con la madera, la montaña y la vida, vengo con el aire, el agua, la tierra y el fuego, vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo con mis ideas como escudo, con el sentir humano, a vivir este mundo donde el hombre nuevo busca el contrapunto. Vengo humano, vengo como tú, en busca de la huella, de la pieza del árbol y de su corteza, que guarda en su memoria que el canto de victoria, cuando vimos de la tierra lloramos con tal euforia, y abrimos así nuestros brazos, tan encadilados y nos acurrucamos al origen de los tiempos, a la fuente del universo, donde yace el sentimiento de vivir este comienzo. Vengo con la sangre roja, con los pulmones llenos de rimas en mi boca, con los ojos rasgados, con la tierra en las manos, venimos con el mundo y venimos con su canto. Vengo a construir un sueño, el brillo de la vida que habita en el hombre nuevo. Vengo buscando un ideal de un mundo sin clase que se pueda levantar. Vengo con los pájaros, vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos. Vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones. Vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones. Vengo agradecida al punto de partida. Vengo con la madera, la montaña y la vida. Vengo con el aire, el agua, la tierra y el fuego. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. De respuestas con el manojo lleno y las venas abiertas, vengo. Vengo buscando un ideal de un mundo sin clase que se pueda levantar, vengo. Con nuestro pelo negro, con pómulos marcados, con el orgullo indio en el alma tatuado, vengo.
You are tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite female artists. And Ernesto, I'd be remiss not to include what I consider probably the best Latina MC in hip-hop, Ana Tijoux from Santiago, Chile. That was a track called Vengo, came out on her album of the same name back in 2014. I think a lot of people, you know, kind of slept on that album. There's a lot of attention when Ana Tijoux had her song 1977 or 1977 featured in Breaking Bad, and that tends to be the song everyone knows, but I think the song that we just played, Vengo, is one of her best.
I agree. And also, I mean, she has so many great songs like Desclasificado. That's one of my favorite Latin rap tracks of all time. And it's good that you mentioned Ana Tijoux sort of as a Latina female MC, because when we go to Spain, I would say La Mala Rodriguez is also. So I would say those two are the pillars of hip hop when it comes to women rapping in Spanish. And from the rap of Ana Tijoux, we're going to go to the heyday of the Bossa Nova movement. At a time when Brazilian artists would take a plane to the neighboring country of Argentina, where they were received with much enthusiasm, they would play at this club called La Fusa. This was, in fact, a trio with Vinicius de Moraes, the former ambassador and official lyricist of the Bossa Nova movement, collaborator with Antonio Carlos Jobim. Vinicius was already an old guy at the time, and he was framed by two young performers, Toquinho on vocals and guitar, and then the lovely Maria Creuza, who was very, very young and just had a very wispy, just a very sensitive way of vocalizing. They released an album called La Fusa. I think this is maybe 1970, 1971. It's one of my all-time favorite albums of Latin American music. La Fusa, just a collection of beautiful bossa nova tunes. And this is Que Maravilla, performed by Maria Creuza together with Vinicius and Toquinho.
Que maravilha, que coisa linda, que é o meu amor.
Por entre bancários, automóveis, ruas e avenidas, toques de buzinas tocando sem cessar. Ela vem chegando de branco, meiga e muito tímida, com a chuva molhando seu corpo, que eu vou abraçar.
E a gente no meio da
This is the Latin Alternative. Thus, you're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Me caí, me paré, caminé, me subí, me fui contra la corriente y también me perdí, fracasé, me encontré, lo viví y aprendí cuando te pegas fuerte, más profundo es el beat, sí. Sigo bailando y escribiendo mis letras, sigo cantando con las puertas abiertas, atravesando por todas estas tierras y no hay que viajar tanto para encontrar la respuesta.
Hey, no te preocupes si no te aprueban cuando te critiquen. Solo di. Soy yo.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite female artists. From Bogota, Colombia, we just heard Bomba Estéreo, fronted by the very charismatic Lee Salmet. That song, Soy Yo, just such an irresistible anthem right there of empowerment. And it comes off their 2015 album, Amanecer.
And now we're going to listen to a new voice from Argentina. And I have to tell you, Josh, when I was growing up in Buenos Aires, most musicians were guys, they were men, and there wasn't that much space for women to have sort of like a lead role in the music scene. And I'm so happy that that has entirely changed, because now there is an entire wave of women singer-songwriters, musicians, instrumentalists, producers. It's wonderful. This is one of them that I just discovered. In fact, she's been, we're going to listen to a track that's from 2011. I'm sort of getting a little late to discovering the music of Paloma del Cerro from Argentina. And she belongs to that wave that I really enjoy. Musicians who are sort of mixing some folk formats from South America with electronica and creating a new hybrid. Very interesting lyrics, just beautiful voice. This is Paloma del Cerro. We're going to listen to Gozar Hasta Que Me Ausente. And I want to thank, in particular, Ana Escobar for turning me into the music of Paloma del Cerro. Here she is.
Yo disfruto de esta vida que me ha tocado en suerte. A esta tierra le prometo gozar hasta que me ausente. No me alcanza con soñar lo que hay en el aliento. Va a soñar con otra vida, cierro los ojos. Amo el respiro profundo, así yo le he contestado.
I'm Andres.
And I'm Sophie from Elastic Bond.
You're listening to the Latin Alternative.
¿Qué más quieres de mí? Si te llevaste todo lo que te di, aprovechaste la oportunidad, excavaste mi profundidad. Ya no queda más, ya no queda más, ya no queda más, ya no queda más. Ya no puedo fingir, no hablaré. ¿Qué más puedo decir? Descansa mi corazón bajo el concreto y sigue lleno de amor más que repleto. Ahora sé, no te puedo olvidar. Quisiera contigo. Dejar atrás todo esto y perdonarte, amor, vivir el momento. Ya no queda más, ya no queda más, ya no queda más, ya no queda más.
Lo que tienes y eres amable, no solo si te conviene. Siempre proviene de Cora y pasamos horas hablando pa' conocernos o en la puerta del silencio eterno, haciendo jugo de apio y leyendo sabios. Me encanta tu optimismo, tu creencia en los milagros. Te conozco hace mil años respirando incienso. Por eso siempre me llamas cada vez que yo te pienso. En blanco el lienzo, no lo manchemos de mentira. Pasemos esta unión en la disciplina y la buena vida. Vegetariana, saludable en la comida. No toma, no droga, no fuma, cáncer suicida. Solo sin semillas y par de hongos en la pizza. Viviendo la humildad, pero muerto de la risa. Nada de prisa, aquí no hay decepción alguna. Solo dos almas desnudas, meditando como una.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite female artists. From Miami, Florida, we just heard the sounds of Elastic Bond, fronted by Sofia Romero, who I love her very like trip-hop inspired voice, and that in particular in that last song, Un Lugar, that is off their 2016 album, Honey Bun.
And now we're going to go back to the 80s and a very unhappy time in my life, Josh, because I was a teenager living in Buenos Aires and I absolutely hated the music scene at the time. A couple of bands were starting out at the time, Soda Stereo and Fabulosos Cadillacs. And in the late 80s, I thought what they did was not very good at all. I wasn't a fan. It was only when they sort of came of age and started evolving musically that I became a fan. So I was listening to a lot of music in English and sort of, I had this longing to discover a local band that I would like. And then I did. I discovered Metropoli. This was a band that was, the sound was rooted in the 80s. It was very sort of synth poppy and very, you know, it had the keyboards and the sort of the flat drumming. But it had a magic. It had some sort of indelible spell of its very own that worked its magic with me. Especially their second album, Viaje al Más Acá. I had it on vinyl at the time and I loved it. I mean, the songs were really good, the songwriting, the production, but also the lead vocals by Isabel de Sebastián. Beautiful Metropoli record, very much an artifact of its time. But here they are performing Tormenta en la Bristol. And thank you for bringing a ray of hope to my teenage years, Metropoli. That was Metropoli, back from the prehistoric times of 1986, from Buenos Aires performing Tormenta en La Bristol.
And if you like what you've been hearing, you can follow The Latin Alternative on Facebook by searching for The Latin Alternative. And on Twitter, our ID is LatinAlt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition at thelatinalternative.com or subscribe to our free podcast on iTunes by searching for The Latin Alternative. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, you know, when we speak of women in tropical music, of course, everybody thinks of Celia Cruz. And don't get me wrong, I love Celia. I mean, I have every single record she ever made and I listen to her constantly. However, what if I told you that there is one lady in Afro-Caribbean music whose voice and work I enjoy much more than Celia Cruz? Would you like to listen to her?
Yes, Ernesto, and I'd like you to reveal to us this mystery artist.
This mystery artist who's still very much with us and still singing and performing. Her name is Yolanda Rivera. She's from Puerto Rico. She was with an orchestra called La Terrifica, but most importantly, she was the lead vocalist at one point with La Sonora Ponceña, this supreme, sophisticated dance orchestra from Puerto Rico. La Sonora Ponceña, of course, we've listened to them quite often in the Latin Alternative. Well, I just love the way Yolanda Rivera sings, especially in those records of the late 70s and early 80s with La Sonora Ponceña. So I have a wonderful track for us as a way of saying goodbye. And a salute to the ladies in tropical music. This is La Sonora Ponceña with Yolanda Rivera, Madrugando. Thank you for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
Tempranito
y camina rapidito a laborar,
porque es ley muy natural desde que tú eras chiquito.
Thank you.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT, Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.